Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, I want to talk about so much today. You know, God's news behind the news, but we have the proverb. Every day we talk about the proverb, and today it is the 11th of the month. So we're looking at Proverbs chapter 11 today. We're going to pull just one or two scriptures we normally pull out. And you can get these, by the way, on the VFN TV app on your mobile device or your VFNTV.com or on the VFN TV blog. Also, a lot of that is there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And share it with your friends. You know, you can go to the VFN TV blog, copy the wisdom moment for the day or for yesterday, for example. And it's got a whole link there you can copy. And you can paste that in your Facebook. And if you have 10 friends or 20 friends or 1,000 friends, that out of that 1,000 friends, they would be encouraged that day. They would get wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have Twitter, you can actually copy that link and just say, like, today's wisdom, what we're talking about. You can actually share that with them. You know, you may not have a lot of time, but you can tweet.
Right.
You know, you can tweet it out. And it's so cool to watch people just be encouraged by something. And you just copy the link, you paste it in your Twitter account or your posting, your tweet. And it shrinks it down to the right, a smaller size, so it doesn't take up all your little characters or something. You know, John can explain that better when he's on Monday. But today it is Wisdom Moment. Today we call this our Wisdom Moment. It's Proverbs chapter 11, verse 1. It reads, "The Lord abhors dishonest scales, but accurate weights are his delight." Think about it. The Lord abhors, which means he hates and he's disgusted with dishonest business. That's what scales are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when, you know, businesses become in America about a lot of digital things and a lot of, you know, trading of thoughts, ideas, and intellectual properties. But there was a day trading meant you're going to go get some food.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get some seed. You know, you're going to get some basic principles, things for your life. And you buy meat, you know, for all those who don't shop out there, I'm with you, that, you know, when the one who does shop in your relationship, that they go to the store and they will sell you a chicken, for example. I mean, chicken don't have a chance in America.
No.
It's amazing what Americans can do with chickens, right?
That's all right.
But my ultimate best is fried, because I'm on a fried chicken diet. And for those listening, Mariana, go eat a piece of Po' Folks chicken for me. Oh, my goodness. It's like the last one left, I think. But anyway, the just that name kind of messes with my faith. Like, I kind of want to eat. If you have like a, you know, blessed folks restaurant. But, you know, Proverbs 11:1, he says, he abhors dishonest scales, which means he hates, he has a hatred towards dishonest business. It's really important because, you know, so many Christians, people who profess to be believers, they have one faith in God on Sunday morning, because that's where primarily, you know, most American Christians go to church. Mm-hmm. That, but they turn into a different person 5 minutes out the door.
Mm.
I mean, some of them, some people, not all of them, some people actually, believe this or not, they go and join a gathering of people,
mm-hmm,
because they see them as a business opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And they think, look, I want to join a big gathering of people because I can do a lot of insurance. Oh, I can do a lot of business here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
And it's like, that is not the reason, sir, ma'am. That is never not the reason. And God sees that. He sees your motives. He sees that you're not there because you're in agreement with what God is doing there. You're not in agreement with that man or woman of God. You're looking at them as potential customers for your business.
Mm-hmm.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
In the eyes of the Lord. I mean, God will give you business and people will do business with you and we could do business with each other. But understand, if that's the reason why you joined, to get votes,
mm-hmm,
for your political aspirations.
Right.
You know, you show up, you know, once a year, so your name's on the roll so you can get a vote. That's disgusting in the,
yeah,
eyes of God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the Lord abhors dishonest scales. And right now, America's facing you know, a confrontation with how we've been doing business. Mm-hmm. They're saying like the 99%, and they're coming against the 1%. And, you know, obviously those numbers are off, but they're making a statement. You know, it's quite often, you know, somebody who does, it's not getting it, will just say, well, that's not accurate. It's actually 92.1%. Like, don't you see what's being said? They're saying, whether right or wrong, they're saying the way business is being done is not right. But God will often use things out of control to get us to check ourselves, to find out, you know, are we in control? Are we in the right place with God? And God is into, you know, our, if 97% of the church, 96-97% of the church is robbing God with the tithes and the offerings, for example, right? According to George Barna statistics, we are not doing the Father's business right. And if we're not doing his business right, we're not doing our business right.
Right.
But they, you know, people just say, oh, that's just business. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, look, he hates that.
Yeah.
He hates, look, it's, you know, it's like, you know, it's, I think, thank God, God hates dishonest business.
Yeah.
He even sees the adjustment on your gas pumps. You know, for example, if you're a gas station owner and the gas prices change today and you know they change, and you know that your price is going to be cheaper for gas, and you could have lowered your prices and still maintained the profit margin, but you just wanted to give your customers, you want to be sluggish in your response because it would have given you a 5% increase that day. Mm-hmm. God noticed that you didn't adjust your numbers on your pumps.
Right.
He noticed that. If you don't check your scale before you weigh that chicken, sir, God notices that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you see, you have an issues with your scales on how you're weighing. For example, even when you go to the dumps, you know, they weigh your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you go in there, you know, deceptively with how you're bringing that vehicle in there, trying to get off cheaper,
right?
You know, some way you can make yourself seem lighter or that kind of stuff, that God sees that dishonestness. Mm-hmm. And vice versa, if the scales are wrong, he sees it. I mean, it's just so cool. He sees, if you're, this is the other good part about that. If you're doing business right, you know, in the fear of the Lord would be right. I mean, nobody's perfect.
Right.
You know, things just happen. The business, you know, businesses fail. Things don't always work out. People don't always buy your widgets, for example. But still, if you did it right, if you did it in the fear of the Lord, then you can have peace at night.
Because
this is what he goes on and says. He says, but accurate weights are his delight. So he delights in good business.
Right.
He delights in the fact that you do business right, that you go overboard to make sure that your books are right, that you, though you didn't have to have an accountant, you brought an accountant in because you wanted to have it scrutinized to make sure that things were done right.
Right. I got a good example of that.
Okay.
It just happened this past week. You know, I was going through my checking account. You know, I always try to balance everything from week to week, make sure things cleared.
And oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, let's imagine that. And I discovered this one payment had not cleared yet. It was like $50. It was at a doctor's office or whatever. And it had been several weeks, so I thought it was strange. And you know, and I just couldn't, you know, I couldn't sit with that. So what I did, I had, you know, I had my wife call the doctor's office, make sure that, you know, this wasn't a mistake. So they went and checked their records and says, "Oh, we'll get back to you." I don't know. Another week went by, and they called back and they did find out that it was a mistake. And they went ahead and reran it, and you know, make sure it was clear. I mean, I just, my conscience could not live with that, knowing that, you know, we had could possibly take advantage of somebody.
Right.
You know, like that. So
freaks them out, don't it?
Oh, and I'm sure it did.
Totally freaks
I'm sure
them
it
out.
Did.
You know, and you know, that the mistakes happen. I mean, you look at the you know, how the word of God, you know, he set up a particular time that every 50 years there would be a jubilee, and that if people were in debt, that we should actually, you know, let them free from their debt. And 7 years, there was a time for that as well. And, you know, if you've gone through, and many people right now are going through financial crisis and you're having to do things you thought you'd never have to do, but realize it's actually written in the Word. Sometimes those things happen, and there's a grace for that. Just like you needed forgiveness in your, for sin, of conscious sin, sometimes you need forgiveness in regards to, you know, business. Because, you know, as a matter of fact, the government right now is looking for forgiveness because they can't pay their bills. And the United States Constitution, by the way, we're going to talk about it today, says that you can get forgiveness for that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can get forgiveness for and begin again.
Right.
Which is pretty cool. I mentioned an awesome opportunity for that. But I remember, too, that I remember a company that I was working for, and it was doing really well, and the company was doing really well. It was out of Texas. And give a shout out to all of our Texas listeners today. And it was out of Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all computerized in regards to how their cranking checks out, and pretty much it's been like that for quite some time. And, of course, they had a malfunction. They were going to give everybody a raise across the board, mm-hmm. and we were all over the world, and give us a raise, but the computer interpreted that, or the input, or whoever it was, said pay them twice.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody got double pay.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got that many employees across the world, you know, and everybody's getting double pay, you know, independent business owners across the world, not employees. And you're getting checks, you know, for, you know, a couple $1,000s extra.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had to think, you know, if as a business owner, they had to make a strategic decision, do we want to just let them have this and move on? Or do we want to say, listen, don't, you know, to all these people, don't cast the check.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And as you can tell, dishonest skills of 97% of the church is robbing for God. They don't going to want to cast that check.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're going to want to cast the check. But before that even happened, I remember I was in my office and I was thinking about it, mm-hmm. like you're talking about.
Right.
And I knew that it was a double payment. I knew that it was wrong.
Right.
I knew that it was wrong. And it would have been ill-gotten gain.
Right.
And not only that, I was going to be killing the very company that I worked for. And so many people still from their company, they don't understand. You're killing your own company.
Mm-hmm.
If you're taking stuff from your workplace, first of all, God sees it. Secondly, you're killing your own income. You're mm-hmm. killing your own business, you know. And so I took the check, and it was, I think it was like $2,000, $2,100, something like that. And between me and God, nobody else,
mm-hmm.
I just ripped it up. I just ripped it up,
wow.
threw it in the trash can. And then that week after that, that's when they made the decision. We're going to let everybody keep it.
Oh, wow.
But you know what?
Yeah.
I still would have been, if I would have cat, because you know what happened right after that? The company went down.
Oh, wow.
The company could not survive it.
Mm.
It did not survive it. And it just, the number two, it was number two in its industry worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And it went down to the bottom right after that.
Wow.
So the decision, if everybody would have made that decision, there's a probability that that company would still stand. Mm. But yeah, you got some today. But realize you cut off your tomorrow by doing
that's right.
that.
You bring a curse on yourself.
Exactly. And so, you know, making those decisions, and it's, realize the only person that's quite often, the only one that's going to pat you on the back for that or feel good about it quite often is maybe just you and God. And understanding that God delights in that. He delights in you, you know, making those kind of decisions. Nobody's perfect. Different personalities. There's like four basic personalities we'll be talking about in the future. So you have some people who are real good at managing the beans and counting their beans, and some people are just not good bean counters. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so what you do is you get with people who are good at counting beans, and that's why you can have integrity in that. You can bring people around you in your business, people around you in your ministry, people around in your life. You know that, you know, it's good at managing finances and managing business, and they can help you out to make sure you stay online with that. And God will honor that. So I just want to say right now, here we are facing a challenge in America. We bailed out the banks, we bailed out business, but we didn't bail out the people who they were doing business with and who they were banking with. And now the banks aren't even lending money to the people. And it's like, that's not going to work in the scales of God, is it?
No.
It's just not going to work. You know, it's just not going to work. And so understanding the word of wisdom today, that we can't just jump on the bandwagon and say they're wrong, because God will often use something out of control to bring us in control. We need to first check ourselves and say, wait a minute, maybe I'm doing business wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen some stuff
in, oh, business, yeah.
in the business realm. You know, just because you got a fish on your sign doesn't mean you have a fish in your heart.
Right.
You know, it's like a magnet. It says, okay, put a small fish,
yeah.
and that'll bring the Christians in. And over here, put something else. That'll bring these guys in. It's like a marketing tool, you know?
Yeah, you remember that truck?
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about the truck. I know a man. And so, you know, yeah, we see Christians selling vehicles to other Christians, and they know that vehicle is not going to last another day. I remember that, you know, once I sold a vehicle,
mm-hmm.
and I told them, I'm selling it as is. I don't know what's wrong with it. You know, I don't know if it's going to make it another mile. It can make it forever. And so believe it or not, that scares people. It's like, that's honest. I don't know. I don't even know if the car I have now is going to make it tomorrow. Yeah. And so, but I always say, you know, go check it out. Go take it down to this different people that will check out from bumper to bumper to make sure it's okay and get peace with it. And so, but I told them, I said, listen, if any reason that it doesn't work out for you, just come back to me and I'll give you the money back. And what else can you do?
Mm-hmm.
And so they drive the car for a couple of weeks or whatever. And, you know, anytime you get in a car, especially when you just buy it, you can hear everything.
Oh,
you know, you know what I'm saying? It just feels like, I just know it's about to fall apart.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the person comes back and says, you know, I don't think I want this thing. I think something's wrong. I said, okay, fine. Well, here's your money. And they wouldn't take it. They wouldn't take the money. They were just, I guess, checking, I guess, or something. Like, no, Lord, I don't know anything, but it's like, I'll take it back if you want to take it back. And we need to be that way because God is watching us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God is watching us. And what happens when God watches you, people think you're thinking like them.
Mm-hmm.
They think you're strategizing. They're thinking like, how could you always do good in business? How could this, you're, well, no, just God. You know?
That's right.
You know, it's like, I didn't even think that thing through. I just had the fear of God. And I was like, whatever you want to do.
I'm really not that smart.
No. Right? You know, and so then they try to control their way to that. And you can't control your way to that. You can't manipulate the market to that. You just got to trust God that he's good and he rewards those who diligently seek him.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a good God, a very, very good God. We'll be right back in just a moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.